Welcome to the Friday Night Clive podcast with me, Clive Payne. In this podcast, we look back at the amazing charities, organisations and people we have chatted to over the past few months, all of whom have interesting and important stories to tell. Helping people with dementia is difficult to do, particularly if the person you're caring for is a family member. We've discussed dementia before on Friday Night Clive, and indeed we talked about Alzheimer's earlier on with Anne and Frank, but who are the professionals that care for our loved ones who suffer with dementia? To tell us more about their work as Admiral Nurses is Stacey Harrison, who's an Admiral Nurse team leader at the Black Country Healthcare NHS Foundation Trust, and she joins me now. Good evening, Stacey.
Hey, thank you for having me.
Not at all. Thank you for joining us. Now, an Admiral Nurse, that's a term I've not heard of. So talk to me a little bit about what an Admiral Nurse is.
So Admiral Nurses, we're specialist nurses. We specialise in dementia, and our role is to support the families caring for those living with dementia, so to offer them some support and guidance.
So it is quite a bespoke role then, is that what you're saying?
Yes.
So it's different from, you know, other nurses that, you know, within a hospital, within a GP's practice or something like that?
Yes, so we specialise within dementia, and we're supported by Dementia UK, obviously, for our professional development in that role, so give that guidance. Obviously, not only do we support families, but we may be able to support those other professionals such as GPs and other nurses in other practices to just educate them and have a better understanding of dementia.
Do you find that GPs and other medical professionals aren't particularly well educated about dementia as a whole?
I think there's sometimes a stigma towards dementia as it comes under the mental health umbrella, and obviously we, as Admiral Nurses, we're trying to reduce that stigma and promote that you can live well with dementia, and there's a lot of support and available for families.
Why are you called Admiral Nurses? I think it's a great name.
So it started with there's a gentleman named Joseph Levy, and he had a diagnosis of vascular dementia. His family recognised that there wasn't any support for families caring for dementia in that specialist sense. So they set up the charity Dementia UK, and they started the Admiral Nurse term because Joseph's love of sailing, and he was known as Admiral Joe.
Oh, right,
yeah.
Okay.
So on dementiauk.org, you'd be able to find a picture of Admiral Joe in his sailor hat and his jacket.
Oh, bless him. Are Admiral Nurses free of charge then?
Yes, they're free of charge.
It's funded by the health authority, as you say. And is it something, does your work take you to people's houses, or is it for people who come into a medical environment for care?
It will vary in different settings. So Dementia UK links with different settings. So for Black Country, they are linked with the Black Country NHS. So for our service, we do go to people's homes or see them in the community, but you might find Admiral Nurses in other areas such as the Royal British Legion. Some may be in GP practices, hospices, acute hospices. It varies. So the best thing to do if you were looking for an Admiral Nurse was to hop onto the dementiauk.org website, and you'd be able to find what service is local to your area.
Do you provide living nurses?
As in living care?
Yeah, living care.
Our service doesn't, and again, it may vary of what area you're in. So for the Black Country, we support those that are caring for people at home. So it would be our services run 8 till 4 p.m, Monday to Friday.
If you look back at the interview that Katie did with Alison and Frank, Frank said at the very end that he reluctantly had to accept that he'd got, you know, this form of Alzheimer's. How difficult is it for you to support patients, but also sort of offer them some comfort, as you were saying, that people go on to live with dementia, Alzheimer's, or whatever, and live, you know, relatively well? And I think it must be quite scary for people who think that, you know, they might be going down this path. And you heard what Frank said earlier on. How can your team support people in that way? And it's just giving them, you know, a bit of a hug, metaphorically speaking,
yeah,
isn't it?
And that's what we would be. We will be there at the side of them throughout their journey. So we would support them in signposting them to letting them know what services are available so they can still live well, maybe educate other services so they still may be able to keep up with some of the hobbies that they want. So we can look at working with services, cricket clubs, you know, examples to just say, how can this be inclusive to this person living with dementia now? Can you be part of Dementia Friends? And then obviously we support the whole of the family. So it depends on the needs. We come in and it may be that somebody might just want to be able to walk the dog and they're not able to do that because they don't feel comfortable to leave the person living with dementia alone. We would signpost to show them of what services are available to just still keep their independency and maintain their own resilience and well-being.
So if somebody was referred to you, then what, talk me through the process, you know, for them to be assessed by you, and then, as you say, that signposting and that support starts.
So initially it would start with, for the Black Country Admiral Nurse Service, we receive referrals from professionals. So this would be your GPs, maybe Alzheimer's Society Navigator, district nurses, your mental health team, social worker. Once we've received that referral, we would then contact you just to obviously find out what your needs are, if you feel that you need us as well. We would then come out and see you, and we do tend to just follow your lead. Although we have these skills of expertise in dementia, you are the expert in your life and caring for your partner, husband, mother, daughter. So we would just follow what you see your needs are and then just guide you to navigate you through these services.
How important is it for people to live as normal a life as they can with anything like this? Because you mentioned, you know, perhaps, you know, going to a cricket club or being part of a darts team or whatever. Surely these kind of activities, you know, help promote, you know, the use of the brain, try and keep the brain as active and working as much as it can. Things like puzzles and crosswords and things are always good, aren't they?
Yeah, so it's whatever you enjoy. We would encourage you to be able to continue to do that with adaptations. We all, as human beings, need purposes in our life, and just because you have a diagnosis, that shouldn't change. So it would just be of working what suits your needs.
How would you reassure somebody that thinks they may be going to the doctors or have just received a diagnosis like this? Because it's quite frightening.
Yeah, so again, the Dementia UK, the helpline, would be able to give people that guidance as well if they were. So we could advise them of what to expect, what the assessment might be like. Again, there's all different reasons of why we have memory loss. So again, it's to let people know that they need to be considered as well. So anxiety, depression and dementia do present as similar symptoms. So if you were somebody under 65, they would look at those routes as well. But then we would just advise to continue to go to your GP and request that they make a referral to your local memory assessment team, and they would do follow the follow-ups. And then there's also services in the community to support you while you're going through that diagnosis.
It's interesting you mentioned depression there, because I've talked about depression on the programme before. I have depression, and my depression came back about 20 months or so ago. And with the medication I'm on, I find that it destroys my short-term memory. Not consistently, but there are sometimes, you know, you could say something to me and then 2 hours later I'll say to you, "Oh, Stacey, what did you say about such and such?" But if you ask me what I did 3 weeks ago, I can tell you. But unfortunately, I think it's a sort of, you know, a side effect of the depression medication I'm on. And sometimes it frightens you and you think, well, crikey, am I going down, you know, the Alzheimer's avenue? And I think, I don't think I am. I mean, I'm nearly 57. It's not impossible, I suppose, for somebody of my age to have that. But I genuinely believe that it's down to these tablets.
Yes, yeah. And again, there'd be different, like, I'm not a memory assessment nurse. So I couldn't stay on the full assessment, but obviously if that was a concern to you and you went to your GP, they would then be able to rule out some of those. So obviously there'd be scans, there'd be certain tests that they would do to rule out whether it was depression, anxiety or a dementia diagnosis.
Yeah, I mean, I've chatted with the GP and they think it's just the tablets, you see. So, you know, and I'm hoping to come off them this year as well, fingers crossed. Talk to me about some of the people that you help and some of the things that you do with them. And what sort of feedback do you get from people that you help and support?
So we help a variety of people, families. So we support the whole family. For an example, I could be supporting maybe a wife caring for a husband with younger onset dementia. So I'd be able to provide her with that emotional support, that adjustment in regards to the changes, the marital changes. I'd be able to signpost her into what's available within her community. You know, support groups, link her in with other carers, but then obviously the financial entitlement she may be eligible for, or they both may be eligible for. But then I also could be supporting the children, so maybe going to the school, providing education to the school that what a diagnosis of dementia is, and you know, it doesn't discriminate. It could be under 65, it's not always nan and granddad. So then we could be providing that education to the school, the education to the child, in a limitation, obviously, of what suits their needs.
I think it's also easy for people to think that, you know, oh, crumbs, you know, it's my, as you say, my husband, my wife, my brother, my whoever, and I'm on my own dealing with this.
Yeah.
And actually, you're not on your own, are you?
No. I mean, currently on the Black Crunchy NHS Admiral Nurse caseload, we're supporting actively over 200 families.
Gosh.
Yeah, so you're not alone. And we like to link, we provide support carers groups.
I was going to ask if you do that, because that's a really good idea. They do that for people who have got cancers and things like that. There are, you know, all sorts of support groups like
that.
Yeah,
so we provide our own as well. It's called Caring and Coping in Loss of Dementia. But we also link in with other care support groups, such as Alzheimer's Society, that run theirs, as well as other voluntary care groups. And I think that's a great opportunity for families to get together with that lived experience to share those coping skills and strategies, what worked for them, what not to work, what not to, you know, don't try it, it's not worth it. So we always encourage that, because I think the lived experience is the best support and advice you could give anyone.
Another area of support is the Admiral Nurse Helpline.
Yes. So that's run, operated by Admiral Nurses, Monday to Friday, 9 a.m. till 9 p.m. And then on the weekends, 9 till 5 p.m. And that's, again, a free of charge service. So you can give them a call on 0800 888 6678, or if you don't like talking over the phone or it's not convenient, you can also email at helpline@dementiauk.org, and again, they'll be able to respond and signpost you to either Admiral Nurses within your locality, or support you, or offer virtual clinic.
Okay, so I'll give you that number again. It's 0800 888 6678, and that's, as you said, Monday to Friday, 9 till 9, weekends 9 till 5, and you can email at helpline@dementiauk.org. What do you think makes a great Admiral Nurse?
I think obviously having that understanding of dementia, but I think just having that active listening ear, to just listen, allow people to offload their concerns, say what maybe they might not say to the person living with dementia or to other family members, and then just being there. Sometimes we can just listen, or we can offer some solutions and coping strategies, but I just think allowing them to lead of what they need at that time. I think we live in such a busy world, just for people to just feeling heard is the best that we can offer at this moment.
How do you become a dementia specialist, Admiral Nurse?
So you have to be a registered nurse. It doesn't have to be a mental health nurse. So in the Black Crunchy Admiral Nurse service, we have a mixture of mental health, general nurses and learning disability. And then you'd be able, again, to find vacancies on dementiauk.org, apply for them. They also have resources for professionals. One is the e-learning course. I think that's always good to do, especially if you are applying for an Admiral Nurse role. It does look good on your CV and interview. But yeah, dementiauk.org is where you'll find the vacancies.
Okay, that's good to know. So just remind everybody how you access the Admiral Nursing Service and the criteria. I know we touched on it earlier, but let's just revisit that.
So anybody can call the helpline. whether you are a person living with dementia, concerned that you may have dementia, or even caring for somebody with dementia. Even professionals, there's resources on dementiauk.org for professionals as well as family members. So you could contact the helpline. They will either refer you on to your local Admiral nurse within your area. If you don't have an Admiral nurse, then they can offer you that virtual clinic or that telephone support.
How did you get involved with Admiral nurses then? Because as you've just said, it's something that you have to apply for and there's a process to go through. What motivated you to do that?
So I've always worked in older adults, mental health. I had a keen special interest in dementia for lived experience. And then a role popped up for Telford and Wrekin. And that's where I got my first Admiral nurse job. And then I was fortunate enough that when the post came to open the Admiral Nurse Service in the Black Country, I'm from the Black Country, Wolverhampton, so it was just a privilege to be able to open it up. And then obviously I'm working with a great team of ladies as well. So,
I take it you can have male Admiral nurses too?
How many
nurses have you got then under you?
So for the Black Country NHS, there's 7 Admiral nurses. So we have them, we cover all 4 boroughs, that's Dudley, Walsall, Sandwell and Wolverhampton. We also have a diverse Admiral nurse, so she's supporting in regards to educating and reducing that stigma in regards to the diverse communities and just encouraging them to come along and get diagnosis and support.
Now, when you said 7, I thought you were going to say that you'd actually got a lot more than that.
Oh, no.
7 doesn't seem a lot.
We're a small team. I think we're 3 years in now, so we're still a small team and growing. I imagine the numbers will grow as the diagnosis continue and that need for the support. But yeah, we collaborate with other dementia partners because for such a big area, such a small team. So we do work really closely with our community mental health team. We sit with them, our Alzheimer's Society, and other voluntary dementia sectors as well to support them.
Where can we go online to get more information, Stacey?
So dementiauk.org. You'll be able to find all information and resources regarding Admiral nurses, as well as to find where your local Admiral nurse might be, and obviously the helpline.
Okay, and just remind us of that helpline again.
So it's 0800 888 6678.
0800 888 6678. And as you said, that's open Monday to Friday, 9 till 9, weekends 9 till 5.
That's it.
Stacey Harrison from the Admiral Nurse Team, thank you very much for talking to Friday Night Clive. That is your lot for this episode. You can catch the programme live every Friday night on Black Country Radio from 6 o'clock p.m. And if you like our podcast, please subscribe by heading to blackcountryradio.co.uk/podcasts or wherever you get your podcasts from. See you very soon. This is a Black Country Radio podcast presented by me, Clive Payne, and produced by Andy Caddick.